我们再一次的欢迎我们亲爱的亲戚朋友帮忙来参加晚上的布道聚会。
We would like to once again welcome all our friends and family who can join us for tonight's service.
我们现在就我们请大家一起低头心中默祷。
We would now like to invite everyone to bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。
Amen.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始我们这一次秋季的灵恩布道会第一个晚上的布道聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence with our first evening service of this autumn spiritual convocation.
我们请会中一起起立来唱诗471首。
Please rise and sing hymn number 471.
我们请会中仍然肃立，我们一起低头来向天上的神献上我们的祈祷。
Let us remain standing and bow our heads to give thanks in prayer.
我们一起低头同心默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in one accord.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢您。
Our merciful Father, we thank you.
感谢您照着预定的时间，赏赐美好的机会让我们在这边举办布道会。
We thank you that according to your time, you have given us this wonderful opportunity to gather in, as your service.
也感谢您感动我们诸多的亲朋好友拨忙来参加晚上的聚会。
And thank you for moving our friends and family to take time from their busy lives to attend.
主啊，我们都晓得我们的人生不定。
Lord, we know that our lives are unstable.
就好像海上的情况一样。
And just like the waves in the ocean.
有时候天气常晴朗。
Sometimes the weather is good.
有时候却是狂风巨浪。
And sometimes it is stormy.
主啊，我们真的好害怕。
And Lord, we are very frightened.
我们真的好希望能够进入到平安的港湾。
And we really hope to enter into peace.
但我们常常在人生的旅途上迷失了方向。
And often we lose our way in the journey of life.
我们成为汪洋中的破船。
And we have become a battered ship.
主啊，我们需要你的带领跟帮助。
Lord, we need your guidance and help.
我们愿意让您来成为我们人生的船长。
And we would like you to be the captain of our boat.
带领我们不再迷航。
So that we are no longer lost.
让我们都能够找到正确的方向。
So that we can find the right way.
主啊，我们把这一场的布道聚会再次的恭恭敬敬交在你的手里。
And Lord, once more, we put our service into your hands tonight.
愿主耶稣基督亲自的带领祝福。
And may the Lord Jesus Christ personally guide and bless us.
也赏赐你的仆人有口才有智慧。
And please give your servant wisdom and eloquence.
能够把您在创世以来的奥秘，也就是你的救恩，阐明的清楚。
So that your mystery and your salvation can be explained clearly.
也祈求你的圣灵运行在我们每个人的心里头。
And may your Holy Spirit descend upon every one of our hearts.
让我们都能够听得明白，并且乐意来接受。
So that we may all understand and happily accept.
主啊，我们最后，我们再把一切的荣耀、颂赞、尊贵、权柄都归在你的圣尊名之下，直到永远。
Lord, once more we put all the praises, glory, and power unto your name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们在传道人正道之前要先请圣和系的诗班来献唱诗歌，来赞美荣耀天上的真神。
And so before the sermon begins tonight, we would like to invite the San Jose Choir to come and sing praises to the Lord.
那我们再请总会所差派的周瑞玲传道来为主做见证。
And afterwards, we will invite Pastor Raymond Cho to come and testify for the Lord.
感谢主耶稣的恩典我们有机会聆听这样感人的诗歌。
Thank the Lord for His grace that we may be here to hear such touching hymns.
从诗歌当中，我们可以听见一种生命的力量以及一种生命的见证。
And from these hymns, we can feel this power from life and the testimony of life.
更感谢主耶稣他的带领，使我们今天能够有机会一同来到这里，一同学习一同来寻找这个有价值的信仰。
And we give thanks to Jesus today that we can be here to study His word, to seek for Him and understand this faith.
所以奉主耶稣圣名，我们在这边一起用圣经里面的道理来让我们寻找到一个人生有意义的方向。
And so thank the Lord that tonight we can be here to study and understand what a life is that is filled with meaning.
圣经上面告诉我们说人有寻找神的本能。
And the Bible tells us that man has the capability to seek for God.
所以许多人会一直在寻找一个信仰。
So many of us will seek for a faith.
一个人会一直寻找一种更高的依靠。
They will seek for a higher reliance.
所以我们今天来到这里。
So today we are here today.
就是每个人来到教会都有带着不一样的目的或者是不同的需要。
And so everyone comes to church with a different purpose and need.
有的人是因为可能是生活上面遇到了困难，所以需要寻找一种帮助。
And so some might come because they have encountered difficulties in life and they need help.
有人可能是在寻找人生更高的意义，所以来到神的面前。
And some might be looking for a higher meaning, so they come before God.
有人在人生当中觉得人生充满了不安，充满了不定，所以需要找到一个帮助。
And some are filled with unrest and instability, so they are looking for something stable.
所以人常说这个生命好像在大海当中航行一般。
So many will say that life is sometimes being on a stormy sea.
有时候在这个海中是一帆风顺，风和日丽的。
And sometimes everything is smooth sailing in this water.
那但是却在下一刻可能会完全的变天，会有大风大浪。
But in the next moment, everything could change and big waves could come.
所以在这个不定的人生当中，我们总是不断的希望能够寻找到一个真实的帮助，真实的依靠。
So in this unstable life, we look for that true reliance.
我以前住在南加州。
So prior, I lived in Southern California.
我在南加州因为平常没有什么事情所以我就跑去学潜水了 ，scuba diving。
And so in Southern California, I had some free time, so I went to learn scuba diving.
很多次都有经验你明明下水的时候外面的天气是非常好的。
And I would often remember as I'm descending into the water, the weather was wonderful outside.
一个小时之后上来可能是狂风暴雨船都不知道吹去哪里了。
But an hour later, when I would come up, it was very stormy and I couldn't even find the boat.
人生就是这样，人生实在当我们觉得人生我很有把握。
And this is what life is like, just when you thought that you could be very sure.
当我觉得说人生是顺利的，是掌握在我的手中。
Just when you thought it was smooth and you had it in your hands.
却不知道人生的下一刻是我们完全没有办法掌握，更无法预料的。
But you are not able to take hold of the next moment and even more, you cannot predict it.
我们来看一下约翰福音的第六章。
Let us turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章的第十六节。
John chapter 6, verse 16.
约翰福音第六章十六节。
John chapter 6, verse 16.
这里说到了晚上他的门徒下海边去十七节。
17.
上了船要过海往加百农去天已经黑了。耶稣还没有来到他们那里18节18节忽然狂风大作海就翻腾起来19节门徒摇橹约行了十里多路看见耶稣在海面上走渐渐进了船他们就害怕20节耶稣对他们说是我不要怕21门徒就欢喜接他上船船立时到了他们所要去的地方在这里圣经告诉我们说有一次门徒也遇到了风浪
And so here it shows that one time the disciples also encountered waves in the sea
他说晚上的时候大家就到了湖边就上了船了
And so when evening came the disciples went to the lake and got into the boat
但是在这里特别讲了一句说耶稣却没有来到他们当中
And at this time Jesus had not yet joined them
他们这个很严重吗
Is this very serious?
这个有关系吗
Does this matter?
在这个时候门徒可能觉得没有什么关系
At this time, the disciples thought it was no big deal.
因为门徒当中很多都是渔夫
Because many of them were fishermen.
所以那一条水道他们其实非常的熟悉。
So they are very familiar with this body of water.
那个在海上的生活是他们非常有经验的。
And they have a lot of experience with boats in the water.
所以有时候觉得没有耶稣一样可以出海
So they felt that without Jesus, they could still set across the lake.
我们今天有时候人生就是
So a lot of times we are like this in life.
很多时候我们觉得人生就在我的掌握当中。
We feel like we have a firm grasp on life.
所以我们对人生有很多的计划。
So we have a lot of plans.
我们对未来充满了盼望。
And we have a lot of hope for the future.
我们觉得人生未来前途就掌握在我的手中。
And we feel that everything in the future is within my hand.
因为我有经验。
Because I am experienced.
因为我有能力。
Because I have power.
因为我最懂。
Because I know the best.
所以这些门徒他们都是有经验的渔夫
So all of these disciples disciples are experienced fishermen.
依照他们的经验，依照他们的认识，这条海道啊，啊，从这条水路过去啊，不会有什么大问题啊。
Based on their understanding and experience, it would be very easy to get across the lake.
因此，他们就上了船，就往加百农去了。
And so they got into the boat and headed for Capernaum.
但是呢，在这么一个很简单、这么一个很轻松的当中，圣经特别说，耶稣却不在那里啊。
And yet, even though this was such an easy trip, Jesus had not joined them.
所以当我们人生觉得一切都在我们掌握之中，
So just when we think that everything is within our control,
有时候人就觉得其实我是不需要耶稣的、
Sometimes we'll think we don't really need Jesus.
我的人生很顺利啊，
Because my life is very smooth.
我的事业很成功啊，
My career is very successful.
我的家庭很和睦啊，
My family is very harmonious.
我要耶稣做什么呢？
What would I do with Jesus?
却不知道说在下一刻人生可能就会起大风大浪啊。
We don't realize that in the next moment a storm could hit us.
所以啊，这个人生是太不定了。
Because life is just too unpredictable.
所以我们不要把信心不要把这个信心建立在自己的身上。
So do not build our faith upon ourselves.
下一刻要发生什么事是我们所不知道的。
We don't know what could happen in the next moment.
所以在这里说啊，耶稣不在他们当中。
So here it says Jesus was not among them.
真的啊，人生顺利的时候啊，很常常觉得不需要神啊。
Because when life is smooth, most of us feel like we don't need God.
但是啊，当人生起风浪才来找神啊，有时候啊就很辛苦了。
But as soon as the storms come, we go and look for Jesus, and yet it will be very difficult at that time.
我们来看一下约翰福音的第二章哦。
Let us turn to John chapter 2.
约翰福音的第二章。
John chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这里说第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲也在那里。第二节。
Verse 2.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴宴。第三节。
3.
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲就说没有酒了。这里是主耶稣所行的第一个神迹啊。
And here records the first miracle of Jesus.
那在这里说啊，耶稣跟他的门徒被请去参加一场婚礼啊。
So here it says Jesus and his disciples were invited to a wedding.
当他们被邀请的时候，他们会知道他当他们被邀请的时候，这个新郎跟新娘不知道会出意外啊。
And so when they were invited, the bride and groom did not know that an incident would occur.
但是他们还是邀请了主耶稣哦。
But they still invited Jesus.
因为他们觉得、有主耶稣在他们的生命当中啊，是有意义、快乐的时候要找耶稣啊。
Because they felt that it was important to invite Jesus into their lives when there was a meaningful or happy event.
在这里啊，他们很高兴啊，请耶稣进到他们的生命里面。
So here they joyously invited Jesus into their lives.
但是没有想到接下来就出了。
And they did not know an incident would occur right after.
但是在出意外的时候，耶稣也在他们当中哦。
But during this incident, Jesus was right there.
所以我们不要使今天啊，我们不要使信仰成为一种生活的点缀品哦。Decoration.
So in the same way, faith should not be our decoration of life.
信仰是我们生命当中最真实的一部分。
It should be a very integral part of our lives.
因为当你在生活当中有了神。
Because in your life, if you have God.
那你在困难当中，主耶稣就在那里与你同在啊。
Then during difficulty,Jesus is right there with you.
因为人生实在是太不定了。
Because life is just too unpredictable.
我们都不知道下一刻会发生什么事。
None of us know what will happen the next moment.
但是如果你有主耶稣在你的生命当中，
But if you have Jesus in your life,
虽然你不知道下一刻会发生什么事情，
Even though you don't know what will happen,
但是没有关系啊，主耶稣知道就好了。
But it's okay, because as long as Jesus knows, it's okay.
所以这里啊，当他们上了船，他们很有把握，没有问题啊。
So here they got into the boat and they were very secure that nothing would happen.
18节说，忽然狂风大作，海就翻腾起来了。
And then in verse 18 it says, a strong wind was blowing and the waters grew rough.
这个就是最现实的人生啊。
And this is the most tangible of life.
真的，我们问问自己啊。
So let's ask ourselves.
你知道下一刻会发生什么事情吗？
Do you know what's going to happen next?
你知道下个礼拜会发生什么事情吗？
Do you know what will happen next week?
其实我们根本不知道未来啊。
We have no idea about the future.
所以当我们很努力的在计划，在思考我们的将来。
So when we make our plans and we plan for the future.
我们必须要认识到其实未来并不在我们的掌握之中。
We need to understand that the future is not within our control.
我有一次去访问一个信徒啊。
One time I went to visit a member.
他就跟我说啊，讲到他的邻居哦。
And so he started telling me about his neighbor.
他是住在一个很好的区啊，很好的区哦。
And he lived in a really good neighborhood.
那里啊都是属于 就像沈侯社这边就是属于那种高知识分子啊，蛮有蛮事业啊，蛮有成就的
And everyone there was very successful and highly professional.
他就跟我说他的邻居最近发生一件事情
And he told me about something that happened to his neighbor.
他说他的邻居很年轻。
He said his neighbor is very young.
但是很聪明。
And very intelligent.
非常好的学校毕业的。
And he graduated from a very good school.
正在一家大公司里面做主管
And he's a manager at a very big company.
三十几岁刚刚得到一个小，刚生了一个小孩。
And in his 30s, he recently had a child.
这个整个家里真的是非常的顺利，非常的快乐
And so everything was very smooth and joyous for this family.
就在人生的最高点。
And at the peak of his life.
结果去做一个身体检查。
He went to do a health checkup.
结果发觉癌症第三期
And he found out he had stage 3 cancer.
虽然学历很高。
And even though he had a lot of, he had a good degree.
虽然非常有钱。
And he had a lot of money.
虽然在公司很高的职位。
And he had a lot of position and status at his company.
但是当他医生告诉他这个检查报告
But when the doctor told him his results.
他说他的邻居就跟他的太太天天抱着哭
He said his neighbor would go and cry to his wife every day.
他说有时候人生就是这样
Because sometimes life is like this.
什么时候会狂风大作？
You never know when the storm will come.
什么时候会海就翻腾
You never know when the seas will get rough.
这个真的不是人可以控制的
This is really something that man cannot control.
如果在这种环境之下怎么办？
And what do you do under these circumstances?
我们来看第十九节
Let us look at verse 19.
约翰福音的第六章的第十九节
John chapter 6 verse 19
十九节说门徒摇橹约行了十多里路这里讲说门徒遇到风浪
And so here they encountered waves in the sea
但是他们都是渔夫他们是很有经验的
But they're all fishermen and they have a lot of experience
所以他们说他们就摇桨摇橹想要往前进
And so here it says they rowed forward
但是他们花了很长的时间
And they spent quite a bit of time
却前进了很短的距离
And yet they did not make a lot of progress
而且找不到自己要去的方向
And they could not find their way
当人生遇到了困难
So when they encountered difficulty in life
有时候我们是可以靠自己的能力想自己的方法来解决的
Sometimes we can rely on ourselves and find our own way to fix the problem
真的可以你可以想自己的方法用自己的力量想要去克服你所遇到的困难
And we can come up with our own ways to solve our own problems
有没有帮助
And does it help
可能有他前进了好几里路
And maybe here it says they went forward about 3 to 4 miles
但是有时候付出了很大的努力却不见得看到很大的成果
But sometimes we put forth a lot of effort and we don't see a lot of results
有一个姐妹的小孩
There is a sister's child.
有一个姐妹的小孩已经很久很久没有来教会了
And this child had not come to church for a very long time.
因为她妈妈觉得小孩子努力读书就好了，来教会做什么
？Because the mother thought it was most important to study hard. What is church good for?
她觉得人生这时候就是要赚钱，要打拼那个。聚会是老人家的事情
Because they thought at this time in her life, it's most important to enter the rat race and church is for older people.
所以这个姐妹自己也不来教会。
And so this sister did not come to church either.
她的小孩更不会来教会
So of course, her child did not come.
那个姐妹就是很努力的工作很努力的做生意
Because this sister spent a lot of time on her business.
但是她的小孩渐渐的就学坏了
And then so her child started to learn bad things.
结果她的小孩就交了一些不好的朋友。
So this child made some bad friends.
这些朋友带她去吃，带她去玩很开心
And these friends took her out and had a good time.
最后带她一起去抢劫去 rob the store.
And then they took her to go rob a store.
结果因为这个朋友说，你平常都跟我们混在一起吃我们的，用我们的，你不去不行
And then so the friends forced her to come along because they said you always eat with us and we treat you, so now you have to come.
结果那个小孩就跟他们一起去高中生就跟他们一起去
So this high school student went along.
结果被抓到
And then they were caught.
被抓到以后他那些跟他一起去的那些朋友都说就是他，是他带我们来的。
And then all these so-called friends then framed this student and then got her in trouble.
结果一判下来要关大概快20年
And when the verdict came down, she was put to jail for 20 years.
结果那个 那个妈妈就很着急啊，怎么办？我的孩子才17岁而已。
And this mother was extremely worried and thought, my child is only 17 years old.
17岁要关20年，那个人生啊，这个人生怎么办呢？
This child is only 17 years old and now they're going to lose 20 years of their lives.
哇，结果那个妈妈就赶快写信啊，写信去给州长啊，叫州长帮忙哦。
And so this mother then wrote a letter to the governor and asked for help.
诶，结果州长给她回信啊。
And the governor replied to this letter.
州长说啊，你的小孩被抓到抢劫，我怎么帮你？
And this governor said, well, your child committed a crime and was caught. How can I help you?
我没有办法帮你啊。
I can't help you.
那结果啊，那个妈妈又写信给 Congress, 给国会议员啊。
And then this mother also wrote a letter to Congress.
她觉得说啊，有这些有力人士啊，他们一定可以帮得了我啊。
She thought that these powerful people must be able to help her.
啊，结果啊 ，Congressman 国会议员也给她回信啊。
And then the congressman replied to her letter.
他说你这个是抢劫啊，还有那个 attempting murder 哈，就是抢劫跟试图谋杀啊。他说我没有办法帮你啊。
And they said, well, this is a case involving robbery and attempted murder. I cannot help you.
哦，结果啊，这个姐妹啊，走投无路啊，没有，她以为这些有力人士可以帮她，结果没有人要帮她。
And so she thought that all of these powerful people could help her, and yet no one could.
结果大家就劝她回来教会啊。
So then everyone convinced her to come back to church.
她说啊，当人没有办法，你要寻找神啊。
And so when man has no other way, you must come and seek God.
因为人常常想要用自己的力量，靠自己的方法来往前进啊。
Because people often want to rely on their own way and their own efforts to move forward.
那可能付出很大的努力，却看不到什么成果。
And you might have to put forth a lot of effort, but not see a lot of results.
所以这个姐妹就回来教会了啊。
And so this sister came back to church.
因为走投无路了，只好跪下来祷告，神啊，你救我的孩子，你救我的孩子啊！
Because she had no other way, so she knelt down to God and prayed that God would save her child.
真的啊，人在走投无路寻找神，神就要被他寻见啊！
And it is true that when God, people have no other way to go, they will go to God.
那结果后来啊，那个什么，后来在上诉啊，居然判下来的判决完全不一样啊！
And then yet, when they appealed, they were able to get a completely different verdict.
那个孩子不但不用关啊。
And so this child no longer had to serve a prison sentence.
他可以回家。
They could return home.
他只要脚上绑一个那个一个 tracking device， 就是绑一个讯号器绑在脚上就可以啦。
And they just needed to have a tracking device around their ankle.
但是啊，那个法官说你不能乱跑哦。
And then so the judge said you can't go anywhere.
啊，你一个礼拜要去警察局一次。
And once a week you have to go to the police station.
啊，你可以去三个地方。
You can go to three places.
啊，你可以去学校。
You can go to school.
你可以在家里。
You can be at home.
还有你可以在教会。
And you can be at church.
啊，所以啊，这个孩子原本要关20年的。
And so this child was going to be in prison for 20 years.
在他妈妈到处求人帮忙啊，人却没有帮得上忙啊。
And after her mom went to every person she could think of for help, no person could help.
那最后啊，神能够帮助啊。
But at the end, God could help.
所以人可以靠自己的努力，你可以摇橹，你可以慢慢前进，但是有时候真的没有办法帮助我们啊。
So even if we rely on our own efforts and we try very hard to move forward, sometimes there's really no way.
那我还记得说，当我到第一次到非洲的时候啊。
I remember the first time I went to Africa.
啊，有一次啊，我们要到 Togo 哈，要到一个非洲国家叫 Togo 哦。
And one time we had to go to the country Togo.
啊，但是啊 ，Togo 是讲法语的啊。
And in Togo they speak French.
啊，我们这一行人里面都没有人讲法语啊。
And so none of us spoke French.
啊，所以啊，就安排了一个当地的工人要陪我们一起去啊。
So they arrangeda local worker to come with us.
啊，但是啊，在我们要出发的前一天啊。
And the day before we were supposed to leave.
啊，这个工人接到电话，从家里打来的电话哦。
This worker received a telephone call from home.
他说啊，啊就打完电话，他就这样子脸色不太好看，我们就问他发生什么事情啊。
And so after the phone call, we could all tell something was wrong, so we asked.
啊，因为他的家离我们的地方坐车要8个小时啊。
Because his home was 8 hours from where we were.
啊，所以我们就问他怎么回事呢。
So we asked him what had happened.
他就跟我们说哦。
And he told us.
他说啊，他的那个2岁的小孩啊，在门口啊被车撞了。
He said that his 2-year-old child was in a car accident right in front of the house.
脚踏车啊，哈。
Was in a bicycle accident.
但是啊，那是年轻人骑很快撞啊，小孩就滚出去，然后就被送到医院去了。
And so the bicycle crashed into him, and so the child was sent to the hospital immediately.
然后呢，他的女儿啊，疟疾一直发高烧。
And then his daughter was running a high fever.
那我们就很担心啊。
So we were very worried.
那你要怎么办呢？
We asked, what are you going to do?
说你要不要赶快回家啊？
We asked, do you want to go home?
哦，你的家里现在这种状况，你赶快回家吧。
You should hurry home.
啊，结果他就想哦。
And then so he thought for a while.
他就跟我讲说，那我回家你们怎么办呢？
And he said, if I go home, what will you do?
我就跟他讲啊， 总会有办法的嘛。
And I said, we will find a way.
啊，他说，后来他就想想想，他说不行，我不要回家。
And then so he thought some more and said, no, I will not return home.
他说我要跟你们继续啊，一起去 Togo 啊。
He said, I must continue on with you to Togo.
他说，他就跟我们讲说，为什么他不回家
？And he told us why he would not return.
他说我回家我能做什么
？Because what can I do if I go home?
哦，我回到家里，我们也没有钱看医生啊。
We don't have money to see the doctor.
我回到家里，我又不会医我的小孩。
And I also don't know how to heal my child.
他说我就算回家，我什么都不能做啊。
If I go home, there's nothing I can do.
他就说啊，我跟你们一起去 Togo.
He said, I will go with you to Togo.
他说如果我回家啊，主耶稣就说，那你就自己处理吧。
If I go home, Jesus will say, okay, then take care of this yourself.
我去做圣工啊，主耶稣就要帮我处理啦。
But if I do holy work, then Jesus will solve the problem for me.
啊，结果他就啊，真的就跟我们继续走了哦。
So then he really continued on with us.
那其实啊，我们心里都蛮紧张的哦。
And actually, we were all quite nervous.
啊，因为那个小孩都很小啊。
Because the child was very young.
所以啊，每天早上啊，我都会爬到那个屋顶那边啊，就楼顶上啊，想办法要接手机的讯号啊。
And so every morning I went up to the roof to find a way to get cell phone signal.
因为是不同国家哦。
Because we're in different countries.
啊，经过了一个礼拜啊，我终于跟他太太打电话，终于打通了。
And after 1 week, I finally was able to get through to his wife.
啊，赶快叫他来啊，叫他来跟他太太讲啊。
And I called him back to come speak to his wife.
那结果我就后来讲完电话，我就问他，哎，怎么你的孩子怎么样啊
？And after the phone call, I asked him about his child.
他就说啊，感谢主啊，我不是跟你讲吗？神会帮我们的。
And he said, "Thank God, didn't I tell you God would help us?"
他说啊，我的小孩啊，那一天啊就回那个。被车脚踏车撞的小孩啊，那一天下午就回家啦。
So the child that was hit by the bicycle was able to go home that very same day.
没有什么事啊，就是一点擦伤而已啊。
And nothing really happened, just some flesh wounds.
我说那你的女儿，你那个疟疾发高烧的女儿呢
？And then I asked, what about your daughter with the fever?
他说啊，感谢主啊，我有一个表妹啊，十几年没有见面啊，那一天突然跑到我家来啊。
And I said, thank God, I have a cousin that I haven't seen in a long time, and she happened to come to my house.
啊，结果那个表妹是医生啊。
And that cousin is a doctor.
哦，所以啊，我的表妹啊就帮我。看我的女儿还顺便自己付钱帮我买药啊
And so the cousin was able to give my daughter a checkup and then bought the medicine for me.
真的啊如果人要靠自己那就会比较辛苦啊
So truly it is much harder if we insist on relying on ourselves.
那在大风大浪当中啊你要很咬牙要付出很大的代价再往前走啊
During those waves and the winds, we will have to make much effort to go forward.
但是一个人如果学会有耶稣进到他的生命当中哦
But if we are able to invite Jesus into our lives.
在狂风大浪之中啊，寻找主做他最好的依靠。
During the storm, we have Jesus as our greatest reliance.
哦，那你就是你靠着耶稣，耶稣就成为你的帮助啊。
So if we rely on Jesus, He will help us.
哦，所以在这里讲说，他们有啊，他们有努力啊。
So here it says they were working very tediously.
但是努力往前进啊，一整晚摇了十几里啊。
But even though they had been rowing furiously, they'd only gone for 3 to 4 miles.
所以选择是我们自己的啊。
So the choice is ours.
你要靠自己往人生，你要靠自己的。力量往人生往前进。
Do you want to rely on your own power to try to move forward?
你要靠自己付出代价来解决你人生的困难与问题。
Do you want to pay the price yourself to solve all of your problems?
也是可以的啊。
You can do that.
只是在那过程当中啊，可能你要经历很大的苦难啊。
But the progression will be much harder and more painful.
但是今天一个人如果信了耶稣哦。
But today, if someone believes in God,
信了耶稣，人生当中一样会有苦难。
If you believe in Jesus, you will similarly encounter difficulties.
基督徒也会遇到狂风。
Christians will also encounter the storms.
但是我们在那个狂风巨浪当中啊，却不再恐惧啊。
But during these storms, we are not afraid.
因为我们有主耶稣做我们的依靠。
Because we have Jesus to rely on.
所以如果你要做你人生的主宰
，So if you want to be the master of your life,
那对不起，你的人生你自己负责啊。
Then you will be responsible for your own life.
如果你愿意把你的人生交在主的手中
，But if you are willing to give your life into Jesus,
寻找主、认识主、接受主
，To look for Him, to seek Him, and to accept Him.
愿意把你的人生交在他的手中
，and give your life to him。
那主耶稣就要为你的人生负责到底啊
！Then Jesus will be responsible for your life till the end。
哦，所以在这里啊，当他们遇到狂风巨浪啊
，so at this time when they encountered the storms，
他们靠自己努力往前，但是进步不大。
They were relying on themselves, but they could not move forward.
我们看回来第十九节哦。
Here, look at verse 19.
约翰福音的第六章第十九节。
John 6 verse 19.
他说门徒摇橹约行了十多里路，看见耶稣在海面上行走，渐渐进了船，他们就害怕。哦，那这里告诉我们说啊，耶稣来了。
And so here it tells us Jesus came.
啊，他们在大风浪当中啊，一直很努力啊，但是啊，好像啊， 困在风浪当中走不出一条出路啊。
And so during the storm, it felt like they couldn't find a way out.
啊，在这里说啊，耶稣却渐渐的走海面到他们那里啊。
So here they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the
water. 但是啊，这时候因为天很黑啊。
But because it was very dark.
因为风浪很大啊。
Because the waves were very furious.
在紧张当中啊，门徒看不清楚啊。
At the time, they could not see clearly.
所以在这里说，门徒就害怕。
So the disciples were frightened.
所以人在看不清楚的时候，有时候会害怕啊。
So when we can't see clearly, we may be scared.
哦，就像我们今天在寻找信仰一样啊。
Just like today when we are searching for our faith.
我们在座可能有些人啊，已经到了好几个不同的地方寻找信仰啦。
Maybe some of us have gone to many different places to look for our faith.
有时候啊，心里真的很苦啊，常说主啊，主啊，你到底在哪里啊？
Maybe we are suffering and we keep asking God, where are you?
主啊，我在寻找你，但是你到底在哪呢？
God, I'm looking for you, but where are you?
所以甚至到我们今天到了这里啊。
So today we've come here.
我们可能是我们的朋友邀请我们。
Maybe our friends invited us to
come. 但是我们来到这里啊，我们心中不禁也会有点紧张，说主啊，你真的在这里吗？
But as we're here, we may nervously ask God, are you really here?
我们来到这个教会。
We come to this church.
我们有时候啊，真的会像这里所说啊，有点害怕。
It might be like what it says here, we might be frightened.
因为在这里讲的道理，可能跟我们过去所知道的一些观念不太一样。
Because maybe the sermons and the ideas are different than what we know.
那在这里啊，祷告的方式可能跟我们传统的认识有所不同。
And maybe it's different from the way we pray traditionally.
哦，虽然跟过去不太一样，
so it might be different from the past.
跟我们从小的观念不同，
different from the concepts we grew up.
所以有时候来到这里啊，我们不见得心里会有点害怕，说是这里吗？
So sometimes we might be scared when we come and say, is this the place?
在这里说啊，主耶稣接近门徒，门徒也害怕啊。
And here it says Jesus approached the disciples and they were afraid.
因为这个时候他们看得并不清楚啊。
Because at the time they could not see clearly.
所以我们今天来到这里，
so when we come here today,
我们要给自己一个机会，
we need to give ourselves an opportunity.
我们要给教会一个机会，
we need to give the church an opportunity.
我们更要给神一个机会，
and we need to give God an opportunity.
说虽然我不太习惯，
even though I'm not familiar.
哦，我们这里的祷告方式可能跟你从小的观念不同，
the prayer might be different than the one you're used to.
我们所坚持的真理的教导可能跟你从小的想法不一样，
and the way we adhere to the Bible's teachings might be different than what you've learned growing up.
但是给自己一个机会吧，
but give yourself a chance.
哦，这里主耶稣来，他们也害怕啊。
Because here Jesus came and they were still scared.
主耶稣也在这里，只是你可能还没有看得清楚而已。
And Jesus is here as well, but maybe you just could not see him clearly right now.
所以在这个时候啊，你就要想办法要看啊。
So right now, you have to find a way to be able to see.
你要问啊。
You need to ask.
好，所以我们如果不太确定这里到底是不是应该我们参加的地方。
So if we're not sure if we should be here.
在众多的教会，在众多基督教派当中，是不是真的要留在这里呢？
Among the many churches in Christianity, is this the place to be?
如果你问我啊，
if you ask me,
我当然叫你留下来啦。
Of course I will tell you to stay.
你如果问在座的信徒啊，
if you ask the people sitting here,
他们一定叫你留下来啦。
Of course the members will tell you to stay.
所以如果你不确定啊，
so if you are not sure,
你自己问主耶稣啊，
you can ask Jesus yourself.
所以在等一下我们祷告的时候，
so later when we pray,
你自己到前面
Come forward.
跪在主耶稣的面前。
And kneel before Jesus.
你不要问我。
Don't ask me.
你不要问带你来的人。
Don't ask the person that brought you.
你自己问主耶稣说，主啊，这里是你的教会吗？
Ask Jesus yourself, Lord, is this your church?
你要问说，主啊，这里是我应该留下来的地方吗？
You have to ask, Lord, is this where I should stay?
在这里主耶稣会告诉你说，是我。不要怕。
Here Jesus said, it is I, don't be afraid.
因为我们过去从小的观念虽然是观念，但是不见得是正确的。
Because in the past, we might have had different perspectives, which may not be accurate.
我们到各个教派看大家都做的事，也不见得是符合圣经的。
We've seen other denominations, and what they do might not really adhere to the Bible.
所以今天当你来到这里，
so today when you come here,
当你看到一些跟其他基督教派都不一样的事情，
when you see things that are different from other Christian denominations,
你不要直接就下结论啊。
Don't just come to a conclusion.
跟别人不一样，不代表是正确的，不代表是错的啊。
It doesn't mean that it's wrong if it's different.
所以我们不是在寻找跟别人一样的地方。
So we're not looking for a place that's the same as everywhere
else. 我们是要寻找一个跟圣经一样的地方。
We're looking for a place that's the same as the Bible.
所以不管跟你看到的跟你之前看到的一不一样，
so it doesn't matter if it's the same as what you've seen
before, 或者是跟你从小听到的一不一样，
or if it's different from what you've heard growing up,
这些都不重要啊。
None of these are important.
而重要的是你要从圣经里面去寻找。
The important thing is you have to seek from the
Bible. 重要的是你要在祷告当中去询问。
And you have to ask in your prayers.
你就会听见主对你说，是我 不要怕。
Then you will hear God tell you, it is I, don't be afraid.
所以我们今天的信仰就是这样啊。
So our faith is like that
today. 信仰的追求不是在追求大家一样或大家接受的观念。
Searching for faith is not looking for the, that everyone else accepts already.
而是寻找圣经当中给我们绝对的教导。
It is looking for the absolute teaching that is from the Bible.
如果跟圣经一样。
If it's the same as the Bible.
那不管这个教会有多少人。
Then it doesn't matter how many people are at this church.
不管这个教会有多大间。
It doesn't matter how big the churches.
不管这个教会有多不一，都跟别人有多不一样。
It doesn't matter how different it is from other churches.
只要是符合圣经，我就必须接受哈。
As long as it is according to the Bible, I must accept.
所以在这里啊，主耶稣对他们说：“是我不要怕。”
So here Jesus said, "It is I, don't be afraid."
门徒就欢喜接他上船了。
Then they were willing to take him into the boat.
这个是门徒啊，把主耶稣接到他们的船上。
So the disciples brought him into the boat.
啊，圣经里面讲说啊，船立时到了他们。要去的地方啊。
And here it says immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading.
我们的朋友啊。
So dear friends.
我们的弟兄姐妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
有时候人生当中啊真的好像行在茫茫大海当中哦。
Sometimes life is really like trying to travel in a stormy ocean.
真的啊有时候很顺利但有时候风浪很大。
Sometimes it's very smooth but then sometimes the waves are very rough.
是的有时候你可以咬着牙自己努力往前走啊。
And sometimes you can grit your teeth and find a way to move forward.
而有时候这个风浪太大你再努力都没有用的。
But the way, sometimes the waves are too rough and you really can't go anywhere.
这个就是我们所面临的人生。
And this is the life that we live.
但是今天啊，主耶稣引导你的脚步啦。
But today, Jesus guides your footsteps.
主耶稣让你得到了这个机会。
Jesus has given you this opportunity.
主耶稣走到你的船边。
Jesus has walked to the side of your boat.
主耶稣对你说：“是我，不要怕。”
Jesus has said, "It is I, don't be afraid."
那主耶稣已经讲话了。
So Jesus has already spoken.
主耶稣已经带领了。
Jesus has already guided.
请问你要怎么回应他呢？
And how will you reply?
不要以为每个人的回应都会跟门徒一样啊。
Don't assume every response will be the same as the disciples.
在这里啊，门徒欢喜迎接耶稣上他们的船。
Here, the disciples.Were very willing to take him into the boat.
你愿意让主耶稣进入你的生命里面吗？
Are you willing to let Jesus come into your life?
你愿意让主耶稣站在你的船上吗？
Are you willing to let him stand in your boat?
你愿意把你的人生的主导权交在他的手中吗？
Are you willing to give him the control of your life?
有时候我们都很不愿意啊。
Most of the time we are not very willing.
我们明明知道说主啊，我需要你。
Even though we know God, we need you.
啊，结果主耶稣来了。
And then he comes.
啊，主耶稣你来了很好。
And we say Jesus, it's great that you're here.
你先站在海上继续站着哈，再等等啊。
Why don't you wait a little bit on the water?
我再试试看我的方法。
Just let me.Try my own way.
我再来转转这个舵，这个方向。
Let me try to turn my direction a bit.
啊，那个你先在那等等啊，我等一下再看一下需不需要你啊。
Just wait on the side and I'll see if I need you.
真的有时候啊，人虽然寻找神，但是不接受神啊。
So sometimes we look for him, but we don't accept him.
为什么不接受？
Why don't we accept him?
因为不愿意把人生的主导权交出来。
Because we are not willing to give that authority over.
主，你来得很好。
God, it's great that you're here.
那你听我哈，我跟你讲走哪个方向啊
？But you listen to me, and I'll tell you which way to go.
啊，主，你来得很好啊。
Lord, it's great that you're here.
啊，我要走那个边啊，你来帮我，你要来帮我走到我要去的地方啊。
I want to go that way, so you have to help me go where I want to go.
就是因为有这样子的对信仰的态度。
It's because we have this kind of attitude towards faith.
所以有时候在寻找信仰、寻找神当中啊，跌跌撞撞吃了无数的苦头。
So often when we are looking for God, we encounter all these difficulties.
我们有没有欢喜迎接主耶稣进入我们的生命里面？
Have we joyously accepted him into our lives?
因为当你把他接上了你的船，
Because when you take him into your boat,
你就必须要有一个心理准备。
Then you have to be prepared.
什么心理准备？
How do you prepare?
就是你要把这艘船的主导权交在耶稣的手上。
You have to give control of the boat to Jesus.
他要做船长。
He will be the captain.
你只能做帮手。
You can only be his helper.
是的，这是你的人生。
And yes, this is your life.
但是如果你坚持要自己掌控，
But if you want to control it yourself,
你跟主耶稣讲说，你先站在船外面再等等。
If you tell Jesus to wait on the side,
主耶稣绝对不会，主耶稣绝对不会强迫你的。
Jesus will not force you.
但是你可能要多吃一点苦啊。
But then you will suffer a bit more.
所以我们在寻找神哦，在寻找神，在寻找信仰。
So when we are looking for God in our faith,
有时候必须要有心理准备，必须要付出一点代价。
We must be prepared to pay a price.
付出什么代价？
What kind of price?
就是当你要耶稣进入你的生命当中，
It is at that time that you want Jesus to come into your life.
你必须要改变你人生的方向跟追求的目标。
You must change your direction and the purpose of your life.
当你要耶稣引导你的方向，
If you want the direction that Jesus will guide you in,
你可能要放弃你所追求所喜欢的。
You might have to give up what you want to pursue.
你可能要改变你的行为。
You might have to change your behavior.
去掉你的坏习惯。
You might have to get rid of the bad habits.
开始追求人生更高的价值。
You might have to seek for a better price.
所以如果你我们今天真的希望主耶稣进到我们的船上。
So if today we really want Jesus to come into our boat.
在这里说啊，门徒欢喜。欢喜迎接他上来啊
So here it says they were willing to take him into the boat.
所以我们今天也要欢喜迎接基督进入我们的生命里面啊
In the same way, we must be willing to joyously accept him into our lives.
但是有时候啊，人非常健忘哦，非常 forgetful 哦。
Sometimes they're very forgetful.
哦，有时候我们都会忘记主耶稣的恩典啊。
We will forget about Jesus' blessings.
把他带进我们的船上，但是又不让他来决定我们的方向。
We let him come into our boat, but we don't let him set the direction.
所以啊，在这个人生大海当中啊，就左转右转啊，到处乱开啊。
And then so we go every which way while we're in the boat.
啊，曾经有一个人啊。
One time there was a person.
他的人生啊，遇到了很大很大的患难啊。
And in life he encountered many difficulties.
啊，结果他一个同事是我们教会的信徒哦。
And then his coworker was a true Jesus church member.
啊，后来啊，他的同事啊，就看他好可怜好可怜，就带他来教会了。
And his colleague thought he was so pitiful, so he brought him to church.
啊，结果啊，真的啊，来教会啊，来寻找神，得帮助，得恩典啊。
And so he came to church and received a lot of blessings and grace.
哎，神真的给他开一条路啊，哇，人生的问题就解决了。
And God opened up a way for him, so.So many of his problems were solved.
结果啊，他就跟他的同事说哦。
And then so he said to his colleague.
他说啊，我被你害死啦。
He said, it's all your fault.
你怎么不早一点传这么好的福音给我呢
？Why didn't you preach this wonderful testimony to me earlier?
你怎么不早一点让我认识这个耶稣呢
？Why didn't you let me meet Jesus earlier?
我就不会这么苦啦。
Then my life would not be so terrible.
经过了十几年以后啊。
And after a decade or so.
那这一对同事啊啊，这一对同事又见面了。
This pair of colleagues met again.
结果那个人又跟他的同事讲啊。
And so this person said again to his colleague,
我被你害死啦。
It's all your fault.
你那么早带我信耶稣做什么呢
Why did you make me come to Christ so early?
好多不好的事情我现在都不敢做。
There's so many terrible things that I'm afraid to do now.
你看我以前的同事啊都用一些不好的方法现在都爬上去啦。
Look at all my colleagues who use unscrupulous ways to move to the top.
你看只有我都不敢所以我还在停在原来的位置啊。
It's only me, I was afraid to, so now I'm still at my lowly
status. 我身旁的朋友都用一些很不好的手段啊赚了好多的钱啊。
All my friends have used their unscrupulous ways to earn a lot of money.
只有我都不敢啊，怕耶稣打我啊，所以你看我他现在还没有很有钱啊。
It's only me. I have not dared to do so. I thought Jesus would punish me, so now I'm still very poor.
他说我被你害死啦。
So it's all your fault.
但有时候人真的很健忘哦。
And so sometimes man is very forgetful.
他说忘记当初在苦难当中得到信仰，得到耶稣是多么的好，多么的喜乐。
We forget how wonderful it is to receive the blessings of God.
当耶稣上了我们的船，我们是欢喜迎接主啊，你在这里太好了。
When he comes into our boat, we accept him joyously and say, Lord, it is wonderful that you're here.
却在接下来的航程当中啊，忘记了主耶稣啊。
But then time goes on and we forget about that.
哦，所以啊，这个路啊，有时候就乱走啊。
And then so we go any which way.
有时候在狂风大浪当中就吃了很多的苦头啊。
And then so of course we suffer a lot during this being lost.
所以我们要啊欢喜迎接主耶稣进入我们的生命。
So we need to joyously accept Jesus into our lives.
今天就是一个机会。
And so today is your chance.
今天主耶稣啊特别给我们这个机会来到他的圣殿。
And today Jesus gave us this opportunity to come to his temple.
特别给我们这个机会来认识他。
He gave us this chance to know him.
就是希望说我们能够在这个混乱的人生里面得到一个正确的方向。
So that in this tumultuous life, we can find the right way.
能够在这个狂风巨浪的大海，能够看到明灯。
In this stormy sea, we can see the light.
这是神给我们的机会。
This is the opportunity God has given us.
是我们需要把握的。
And what we need to take hold of.
所以我们的朋友啊。
So dear friends.
主耶稣已经告诉你说，是我。不要怕。
Jesus has already told you, it is I, don't be afraid.
你愿意欢喜迎接他吗
？Are you willing to accept him?
你愿意接他进入你的生命里面吗
？Will you accept him into your life?
你愿意让他带领你的脚步吗
？Will you let him guide your footsteps?
你愿意交出你人生的主权，说主啊，求你引导我的道路吗
？Will you hand over control to God and say, please take control of my life?
每一个人的选择要自己付上代价的。
Everyone needs to pay their own price for the decisions they make.
你要做你人生的主宰，你就为你的人生自己负责。
If you want to be the master of your own life, then you can take responsibility for
yourself. 如果你愿意把你人生的主权交在主的手上，主就为你负责到底啊。
If you're willing to give that control to someone else, God will take responsibility to the end.
所以啊，当主耶稣一上船啊。
So when Jesus entered the boat,
那时候风浪就平静了。
Then the waves calmed down.
他说船就立时到了他们要去的地方啊。
And immediately the boat reached their destination.
我们来看一下马太福音的第14章啊。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音的第十四章。
Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音十四章的第三十一节。
Matthew chapter 14, verse 31.
三十一节。
31.
他说耶稣赶紧伸手抓住他说你这小信的人为什么疑惑呢32节
32.
他们上了船风就住了33、
33.
船上人都拜他说你真是神的儿子啊那这里说啊主耶稣上了船问题就得到解决了
And so here it shows that when Jesus entered the boat, then everything was solved.
所以啊人生有风浪啊但是啊主耶稣只要在你的生命当中你就可以稳固不怕风浪啊
So there will be storms in our life, but with Jesus there, we can feel secure and safe.
在人生当中啊在人有问题啊但是我们的主永远都有给你的答案。
We will always have problems, but Jesus will always give us the answer.
或许主不会把你的困难移走。
Maybe Jesus will not remove your troubles.
或许他不会让你马上啊一帆风顺。
Maybe he will not let everything be smooth immediately.
但是他可以在这个人生的风浪当中让你看见他所引导你的方向跟脚步。
But during these storms, he will show you the way that he is guiding.
所以虽然困难可能还在。
So maybe the difficulty is still there.
但是你已经不再害怕了。
But you are no longer afraid.
虽然未来不在你的手中。
Even the future is not in your hands.
因为你看不到。
Because you can't see.
下一刻要发生什么事你不知道。
You don't know what's going to happen next.
但是你不知道没有关系啊。
But it's okay that you don't know.
因为我的主知道啊。
Because my Lord knows.
我看不到未来。
I cannot see the future.
那有什么关系？
What's wrong with that?
我的主看得到就可以啦。
Because my Lord can see it.
我唯一要做的是有一件事情。
And I only have to do one thing.
就是紧紧抓住我主的手绝不放掉。
I just have to hold on to the hand of my Lord.
只要能够做到这样子,
and as long as I can do that,
未来就在我们的手中,
then the future will be in our hands.
未来就没有什么可怕的,
there's nothing to be afraid of in the future.
风浪就没有什么威胁,
and there's no danger from the storm.
只要紧紧跟着我的主,
as long as I go closely with my Lord,
认识他,
as long as I know him,
接受他,
and I accept him,
跟随他,
and I follow him,
那这一条人生的道路, 他就为你负责到底,
then the Lord will be responsible for us to the end.
这是我们的选择,
this is our choice.
啊，弟兄姐妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的朋友啊。
Friends.
选择在你的手中。
The choice is in your hands.
你要如何选？
How will you choose?
你自己决定。
It is your decision.
我们一起唱诗哦。
Let us sing hymn.
我们一起唱诗380。我刚有说哦，神用不同的方式，是吧？神用他自己的方式来拯救人啊。
And we just spoke about how Jesus uses his own way to save us.
这个方式不见得是你所熟悉的。
And this way might not be a way that you're familiar with.
甚至于不见得是你所喜欢的。
It might not even be a way you like.
但是这不能改变神愿意救人的方法。
This cannot change how the Lord is willing to save us.
所以在圣经里面有告诉我们啊到底神要用什么方法来拯救人
So the Bible has told us what is the way that Jesus will use to save us.
这个方法不见得是你所习惯的
And this might not be something you're familiar with.
不见得是你有想过的
Maybe it's not something you thought of.
甚至不见得是你所喜欢的
And it might not be something you like.
但是那就是神的方法哦
But that is God's way.
所以圣经里面告诉我们啊
So the Bible tells us.
说啊当主耶稣要离开他的门徒哦
So when Jesus was going to leave his disciples.
他的门徒就很紧张很担心啊很害怕啊
His disciples were very nervous and scared.
他们已经跟主耶稣跟一段时间了
They'd already been with him for a long time.
他们已经很习惯有主耶稣在他们的生活里面
They were very used to having Jesus in their lives.
所以当主耶稣说我要离开了
So when Jesus said I'm leaving.
他说啊主耶稣说你们不要恐惧啊不要害怕啊
Jesus said do not be afraid.
他说啊我不会撇下你们不会把你们丢下来不管的
He said I shall not forsake you.
他说啊我若去啊父就要什么把所应许的圣灵降给你们啊
Because if I go then God will send down his promised Holy Spirit.
这个是主耶稣所 所告诉门徒的。
And this is what he told the disciples.
也是应许给我们今天的每一位。
And he has promised this to every one of us today.
那个信耶稣努力求的就可以得到圣灵。
If we believe in him and we ask, then we shall receive the Holy Spirit.
他说这个圣灵啊，就要在我们的心中给我们引导，带领我们的方向。
And this Holy Spirit will guide us in our hearts.
最后更要做见证，让我们进入天国。
And it will be our evidence so that we can enter the heavenly kingdom.
所以这是神所赐给每一个渴慕他、追求他的人最大的礼物啊。
And this is the greatest present that God can give anyone who seeks him.
所以圣经里面有记载到门徒得圣灵啊。
So the Bible talks about how the disciples received the Holy Spirit.
所以当圣灵降在门徒的身上。
And when the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
他们好像大风吹过哦。
It was like a great wind had passed by.
舌头说出一种听不懂的话来啊。
And their tongues spoke an unknown language.
在当时候的人觉得好奇怪啊。
And at the time, the people thought it was so strange.
但是不管怎么奇怪，这就是神的方法啊。
But regardless of how strange it is God's way.
我们今天祷告就是跟圣经一样啊。
So today, the way we pray is the same as the Bible.
不是自己发明的。
It is not something we invented.
更不是学出来的。
And it is definitely not something we learned.
这个东西，这种没有什么好学的，没有什么需要学的。
There's nothing to learn.
只要用心恳求，向主耶稣祈求就有了。
We just need to ask God earnestly and we can receive it.
所以我们等一下要来到前面哦。
So now we are going to come forward.
我们要跪下来，在神面前跪下来。
We are going to kneel before God.
然后手合着，眼睛闭着，使我们能够专心。
We'll fold our hands and close our eyes for concentration.
我们向天上的神祷告。
And we'll pray to the God in heaven.
我们先说奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And first we will say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
然后把你想告诉，想说什么你就告诉他。
And whatever you want to say, you can say to him.
不管是你心里的难过还是你的忧愁，
maybe you are sad or you're worried in your heart，
或者是你的困难，
or maybe you have difficulties，
你的压力，
you have pressures，
你把它带到神的面前，
bring them before God，
在人有问题，在神有答案啊。
If we have problems, God has answers。
但是有时候啊，心里很苦，不知道要讲什么啊。
But sometimes we feel very bitter in our hearts, we don't know what to say。
有时候讲不出来啊。
We can't say it。
那你如果不知道祷告什么，
so you don't know what to pray，
你就不断的说哈利路亚，赞美主啊。
So then you can repeatedly say hallelujah, praise the Lord。
哈利路亚是希伯来文，就是赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah is Hebrew for praise the Lord.
主耶稣知道你心里的苦啊。
So Jesus knows what you're feeling in your heart.
主耶稣知道你所遇到的困难啊。
And he knows how difficult your life is.
所以他都知道啦。
He knows everything.
你就赞美他，哈利路亚，赞美主哦。
So you can just continually praise him.
如果我们不太确定我们是不是应该在这里。
If we are not sure if we should be here.
给自己一个机会。
Give ourselves a chance.
等一下来到前面祷告，你跪下来。
Come forward and pray.
你说主啊，求你告诉我，我是不是应该在这里？
Ask him, God, should I be here?
主啊，信仰应该是有体验的。
Lord, faith is something that should be experienced.
求你让我能够有机会体验你。
I ask you to give me the opportunity to experience you.
有时候我们心里有很多的问题啊。
Sometimes we have a lot of problems in our hearts.
很多的不确定。
We have a lot of uncertainty.
你就把它带到神的面前啊。
So bring them before God.
祷告主啊，求你给我体验啊。
So you pray, Lord, please let me experience you.
当你得到圣灵啊。
When you receive the Holy Spirit.
很多你的问题就不再是问题啦。
A lot of your problems are no longer problems.
不需要问啊。
You no longer need to ask.
亲手摸到神，你还需要问什么？
If you have touched God, what else do you need?
所以我们到前面来，我们祷告主啊，求你让我亲手摸到你。
So come forward and ask that we can touch God.
让我能够亲眼看见你。
So that I can see you with my own eyes.
让我能够真正认识你。
Let me really know you.
我们欢迎大家一起到前面来祷告。
We invite everyone to come forward.
我们请长执替我们按手。
And we ask the ministers to lay hands.